last night. Well, Jack, they outsmarted us again. I said, well, yeah, we were expecting it. But I sure hope, as Rodney said, that the Trump team knew this was going to happen ahead of time. And apparently they were prepared. But anyway, we'll see what happens.
We'll see. Well, first hour of News and Views on a Friday morning is over and done with. Second hour coming up, we'll be talking to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet real quick. Simple man, hold your position on the phone, 272-9228, if you want to join the conversation.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The number of coronavirus cases in the U.S. continues to rise and hit new highs, nearly 188,000 nationwide yesterday. 2,000 people died, and more restrictions are being put in place.
Starting Tuesday, anyone flying to Hawaii has to have a negative COVID test result prior to their departure to the state. Starting tomorrow, almost 94% of California will be under a curfew to curb the virus. In Stockholm, Sweden, a popular open-air Christmas market is closed for the first time in its 129-year history because of COVID.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. The hand recount of ballots in Georgia finds President Trump picking up about 1,300 votes and Joe Biden still winning by about 14,000.
The audit revealed that in some counties, not all the votes have been counted. That doesn't mean those counties had systemic problems, but it does raise a concern.
Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger. America's listening to Fox.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our week-long chill is fading, and I think you're going to love the details of the weekend forecast. Today, total sunshine, a warmer day with a high up to about 73. Tonight, not nearly as cold as it has been. Overnight low, 51. Tomorrow, beautiful sunshine. Great Saturday forecast. Both Saturday and Sunday will be in the middle 70s. Sunday, a sun and cloud mix, still dry. Monday will be in the low 70s and dry. We've got our eyes on a storm system in the middle of Thanksgiving week. That looks pretty interesting. We'll keep you up to date. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid. Vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414.
That's 241-6414.
Hey, this is Troop of Fairlamb Jewelers. I've been advertising at Blue Water for going on 3 years now. Since starting advertising at Blue Water, we have seen our business grow exponentially. And if you would like to see your business grow, I suggest advertising at Blue Water Broadcasting.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hey everyone, Christy from Blue Water Broadcasting, and I have been saying for years now how much I enjoy working out. I am so excited to be able to actually talk about how I do get to maintain that and the great coaching that I have. WP Fitness with Alita Coin is my secret to all of that. Whether you want to get stronger, you want to lose weight, you want to try new things like competitions, WP Fitness has that. Just whatever goal you have in mind, that is what Alice provides, and I want him to share with you a little bit about what WP can offer.
Yes, we offer sports performance training and adults training class. Our sports performance training is for our 7-year-olds and on up. In our adults class, we train people to get ready for their 5Ks and just general physical preparation.
One thing is for sure is that anything that you're looking for, WP has that. So please tell them where they can find you.
1555 Eastern Boulevard, the old Sam's building. Our Facebook page and our Instagram is WP Alabama. And our website is WPAlabama.com.
A few minutes after 10 a.m. here on News and Views from 9 till noon. That means it's time to talk to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet here on a great Friday morning. Hey, Ray, how are you?
Good. Hey, it's Friday. We can talk about anything, right?
That's right. Yeah, sure. Well, not anything, but, you know.
Well, I want to talk about pallet.
Okay.
And it's really y'all's fault. Right.
Okay.
Because I got so many pallets on the back lot, I can't hardly move. Because you got to understand, when we sell a wood floor, laminate, vinyl plank that we talk about all the time on your radio shows, you got so many people coming in here buying from us that we deliver them to the home and get them in there before the installers get there. And we bring the pallet back and we set it to the side, hoping somebody will be nice enough to come and get it because they like pallets.
Right.
So I have a boatload of free pallets back here if anybody wants them.
I imagine they'd be gone pretty quick because
they make good
crafts,
good wood for like a bonfire.
Fires, yeah. You can paint them. You can build furniture out of them.
Yeah,
there's all kinds of things you can do with pallets if you're willing to just come and pick them up.
Ray, I actually saw a guy build a fence out of pallets one time. Not the prettiest fence at all, but he said, "I got $20 in this fence." And he just stood the pallets up all the way across the yard as his fence.
And you take a picture of it and say, yep, it looks like you got $20.
HOA came around.
I'm trying to start a new festival. Do you think it'd be good to use the pallets to build like a giant wooden owl
We're
going to like dance around? And then,
yeah.
Oh, wait, that's Bohemian.
Then we can burn it?
Yeah.
We can have our own burning.
I like
man.
It.
It
me
is,
too.
It yeah, is we, Friday.
Yeah, we could do that in Prattville because I know the fire chief really well, and I could try to get us a burn permit.
Ooh, oh, okay. Ooh, like it already.
Yeah, it's just a little family fun, sir. Yeah. But no, that's great to hear that business is going so well. You had so many pallets because so many people are calling for that product.
And I do that tongue-in-cheek by telling business owners that are listening, because there's so many of them listening, quit using excuses not to advertise.
Mm-hmm.
It works. And the one thing I have learned in the last 9 months is that your listeners are fiercely loyal to this station.
Yes. They're fantastic.
Very, very loyal.
Yes, they are.
And a lot of them strong there in the Prattville community, but you serve more than just Prattville. Serve the whole state. Folks, call Ray Bowles and Prattville Carpet at 285-8117. Call them today. Ask about a free in-home consultation. Again, that number, 285-8117. And be sure to tell them you heard Ray Bowles here on News and Views from 9 till noon.
Hey, y'all have a great weekend, and I'll start working on a burn permit.
All right, thank you, Ray.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks.
272-9228, like 45 seconds, and we'll officially open up the second hour here.
For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's cleaning service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Truth to be self-evident. All men and women created by the go, you know the thing.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm Joey Clark, he's Jack Campbell. How you doing?
Don, how you doing?
You know that
I was just listening.
Yeah?
I was just listening to old Joe there. And to think that he's going to be perhaps standing before the nation, giving press conferences and what have you. I'm a little frightened.
What if he mumbles through the oath? What if he screws up the oath? I mean, they can minister it again. Don't they do that? Like the one you see in everybody, it's kind of this presentation ceremonial, and they administer it, I think, again, officially or something like that.
I don't know. Oh, You mean like afterwards?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe so.
I think they document it in a certain way.
Yeah. If there's
something with a goat intro.
Well, who knows?
Do you know that you heard that bass drum, kick drum sound there in that song, Living on the Edge?
Yeah, boom, boom.
That was actually a bass drum, a kick drum Steven Tyler stole from his high school. And he kept that with him for like a decade or two. And they used that exact drum for that part of the song. Little things you learn when you look up music you love. 272-9228. This gentleman has been very patient, Jack, so let's go right to him. Simple Man.
Oh, hey, yeah. Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
I hadn't been open too long. I pulled off here where I could make my phone call. I'm not going to rant like I did the other day. I apologize for taking my air time to kind of get off. I just got a little excited. But you may not even remember that, but I did. But I get kind of a rogue observation today. Really, it's not on a very serious matter, but I do have another question after that.
Sure.
And that's, what about this? I've never seen this girl before, a senior legal advisor, Jenna... something?
Jenna Ellis.
Ellis. Good gracious alive. you could put a pair of gloves on that girl, put her in the octagon, and I believe she would do some damage. I mean, this girl got it going on. She was PO'd, I believe, down deep inside about what she had to say, because she was just so passionate about it. And I enjoyed watching her. She was not only that, but she's pretty good looking, too. That always helps. But I've never seen her before. Didn't know where she come from, but you guys may be familiar with her.
I might have made a comment to Jack off air last night. She does seem pretty sturdy in mind, body, and spirit.
Yeah, no doubt. But the thing I haven't heard anybody say anything about, it's probably been talked about, but I hadn't heard it, is who does anybody in the Trump team have possession of one of the machines or some of the machines where they can do a forensic, data study on what happened?
This is a question reporters keep asking, folks like Maria Bartiromo, they keep asking Sidney Powell this question, and they don't actually give a straight answer. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Jack or Eddie, but they continue to withhold, like, the hard evidence or claiming anything very clearly. They're more... like I said, drawing a picture of the Kraken and not actually, flopping a tentacle down on the desk. So, we'll see.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I mean, it could be keeping it quiet, but I would think that without that, I mean, once it gets in the hands of these guys who know how to take those things apart, I would say concerning what was mentioned a while ago about the FBI, this thing needs to be looked at by a third party. Excuse me, I don't have the same kind of trust that used to in the FBI. Now, I know a lot of people are gone that were involved in all that Steele dossier and all that, but still, they cut their image marred pretty good, and I don't know if that's a possible thing or not, but it needs to be looked at more than just the internal government entities that can look at this, but somebody from the outside, professional hackers or whatever, computer people can really look at something and find what they're looking for.
Yeah, the way that they might be able to really prove something is they have somebody on the inside who actually worked these things.
Yeah, that'd be great. I believe it's going to come out in our favor. I do. I really do. I have an excitement on the inside more than the fear. Of course, if I gave into the fear, I'd be fearful, just like Jack's talking about, because it's just ridiculous and amazing that the man that they've chosen, I don't believe he even knows, basically what's going on. He's just standing there giving his speeches as best he can, and it's going to be somebody else that tries to run it if he were to win. God forbid that he wins this thing. So anyway, that's just my comment. You guys have a good weekend coming up. Enjoy your show.
Well, thank you, Simple Man. 272-9228, 272-9228. Listen to this. Quick stat before we go to JD. The effect of lockdowns. I am now vehemently, and let's say it's been a slow burn for me, but the idea of locking down again, Again, thank you to our the fact that it's even on the table and an option seems absurd to me, but thank you to Governor Ivey and even to Mayor Reed for not going that far right now.
Yes.
It's a big deal to a lot of us.
Yeah.
And so thank you for that. But lockdowns continue in some of the most populous states in California, New York. Michigan is just miserable. I think actually some of the state legislature there filed impeachment.
I saw that.
And letters against Gretchen Whitmer.
I hope there's some follow through there.
We'll see. But listen to this effect of the lockdowns in terms of big corporations versus small mom and pop stores.
All right.
Amazon profit up 100%.
Yep.
You know what? I like Amazon. I buy a lot of stuff from
Me
Amazon.
Too.
But their profit's up 100%. Walmart's profit's up 80%. Target's profit up 80%. Lowe's profit, 74%. Microsoft, Facebook, Apple, Google, all their stocks are at record high right now.
Mm-hmm.
Small businesses, 21% of them are closed still. Mm-hmm. Revenue for the rest is down 30%. That's a nasty effect.
Where
some of the biggest Goliaths and Leviathans out there in terms of the world business, they're going strong during the pandemic and the lockdowns, but the average man and woman out there trying to make their own way, have their little share of the American dream. No, you have to shut down. You're not essential.
Right. Think of all the restaurants that are, and most restaurants are mom and pops.
Yeah.
They, you know, as soon as this started, a lot of them threw in the towel right then. They knew, you know, it's over. It's not worth the fight. There are other ones dying to hang on. And politicians, I got to be honest, they don't seem to care about the mom and pops. They're more worried to let the big ones go. We'll make our money there. Mom and pops don't have as many attorneys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. 272-9228. Let's go to JD. Hey, JD.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Morning.
I'll tell you what. I spent 3 or 4 years listening to that Pinocchio of a little boy, Adam Schiff, tell lies. I mean, Jiminy Crickets. He was completely unbelievable, and everybody knew he was lying.
Right.
He always had cold hard evidence. So I can understand why people would say something like that. But when they keep hounding, you know, these lawyers over their evidence, when they've already stated one time, and I saw them publicly state it on a news conference, they fear for some of these people that sign these affidavits, lives, health, and well-being until the time is right to present it all. And they're worried about presenting it possibly too early and maybe somebody getting a hold of something like bleach bit, you know, because that's never been used before, and wiping some of this stuff clean, or maybe a fateful accident, you know, like Jeffrey Epstein. Who knows, you know, because tragic things happen. I think they're worried about the safety of a lot of these people because they know as soon as they step forward, even the Republicans up north, they didn't want to certify the votes, and they got hounded and harassed just unbelievably what was done to them. But I really truthfully... The expression on Sidney Powell's face, these people have seen something that we haven't, and they are foaming at the mouth for the time being right to release it all. And I really think that's going to happen. I also think they want to make sure that there's no the old predicament of the good judge, but lesser of the two evils, and will just not make the right decision so people won't tear up the land. You know, because we all know that if this is true and it is overturned, that they've already been on notice that people are going to riot and burn up the cities because they've learned over the past year that they can do that, get away with it, have no repercussions. Not only no repercussions, but schools are bailing them out of jail.
Yeah, I saw that.
Now, you're looking at a president for someone who is apparently a racist and this and that and the other, who was guaranteed to lead us into World War III, is the first president in, what, 3 decades that we haven't had a single war in the first 4 years of presidency? Or threat of war. We haven't been on the verge of any of that. And matter of fact, brokered peace deal.
Right,
right.
The whole narrative that they're pushing is completely biased. And it saddens me to see, you know, some of these other newscasters that I thought were going to stand strong kind of caving into that. I know you want to see the evidence, but you can go online and see that there are affidavits filed. So what? They don't want to release the names just yet. But they said they are prepared to release the names when the time is right.
Well, and the fact that the idea of riots and unrest would factor into a judge's decision That seems unsettling. You know, in a nation that's supposed to be about liberty and a government of, by, and for the people, a government of laws, the rule of law and not men, you would think the last argument of kings wouldn't be on the table, that being war. And I don't think it really is here in this short term. But the idea that people, you know, it's just common sense to board up your business, I don't think it's a hyperbolic statement in many parts of the country, given what we've seen this year.
Well, I mean, they've given these people a slight hall pass, and mark my words, a hall pass is just to run down the hall to use the restroom and come back. If they don't get something straight quick, they're fixing to give these people a field trip permission slip to do whatever they want. And they will turn on, you know, these Democratic politicians think that they're running the show. Wait till they do something that the cancel culture doesn't like, and the cancel culture will be rioting on them.
Well, there you go.
That dog. Hey, but I am disappointed in you.
Oh, really?
I listened to your Living on the Edge. I knew you were going to play it from your post last night.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just disappointed you didn't alter the lyrics on your Facebook post to include Joe Biden.
Got a hairy leg.
Yeah, I figured that was going to be in the little breakdown somewhere, and it wasn't. So I was a little disappointed, but kudos to you for doing it. Rock on, man. Y'all have a wonderful show.
Thank you, JD. 272-9228, 272-9228, this hour of news and views from 9 till noon, brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. Got to hit a quick break here, but as I said, 272-9228, if you want to get in on the program. You doing all right, Jack?
I'm doing okay, thanks.
You sure?
Sound like I'm on my last leg, but I'm doing all right.
Sound like you need another cigarette.
Yeah, don't I?
But here, let's hit our break. Yeah, going out with more Living on the Edge by Aerosmith. I think he actually wrote this song in the midst of the 92 L.A. riots.
I thought so.
But we'll be right back.
I got hairy legs.
Hold on to your butts.
Talking 24 hours a day, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Caravita Village is a wonderful place to be.
Caravita Village is an all-inclusive senior community with a home for every budget. Find your home at caravitavillage.com.
Shared suites start at just $13.99 per month, including meals, activities, utilities, transportation, and more.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos, and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility, unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Ernest Financial, LLC, presents...
Did you know?
Did you know that the average life expectancy of an American these days is almost 79 years? Yep, it seems that Americans are living longer, and having a longer life is a pretty good deal. Unless, of course, you outlive your money. It's true that a lot of Americans get Social Security, but I'm talking about the money that you put aside for retirement. The money that you depended on for your old age. Now, I'm not saying you live past 79 years old, you're going to be broke, but unless you planned properly, there is a chance you could run out of money.
That's why you need to call David Ernest, 279-7431. David is an asset preservationist with nearly 40 years of experience in making sure that you don't outlive your money. So call David today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
At Caravita Village, you can enjoy senior living to the fullest in a safe, carefree environment. Caravita Village has an on-site chef preparing delicious meals every day.
I love the food. It's like a four-star restaurant.
Find your home at caravitavillage.com.
This is Matt Woodham with Woodham Southside Firestone. As a businessman, you need to watch your advertising dollar. We've been using Blue Water Broadcasting for many years. Blue Water Broadcasting is the biggest bang for your buck. Blue Water Broadcasting and Woodham Southside Firestone, a great combination.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Let's just read a few headlines here. DNC official floats re-education camps for Trump supporters. Spike Lee, you know the director. Spike Lee is to direct a movie musical about Viagra. Pfizer and BioNTech to request emergency authorization to distribute coronavirus vaccine. A growing list of Democratic governors are putting strict restrictions on Thanksgiving celebrations, and even Dr. Fauci thinks New York City should open their damn schools back up again.
I've got one more headline that's going to make some people's head explode. Barack and Michelle Obama acquire rights to anti-Trump book and will start to produce a Netflix sketch comedy series about Trump.
About Trump? Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sure that'll go over like a Led Zeppelin.
You know what Netflix, I have to say about that? Whether you like him or not, Barack, he is or was president of the United States, and you ought to have a little more respect than that. I think that's low down and crappy.
Well, but they know where the power lies, and it's not Hollywood anymore. It's not sitcom network TV. What are people watching? Netflix. Mm-hmm. And so they're going where the eyeballs are, and if you're winning the culture war, especially mocking your political opponents, well, it helps you win political contests. So they know what they're doing. And even if it breaks with tradition, of course, they can look and go, oh, but Trump's the one who, Yeah, okay.
At what point?
Sure. Let's go to the phones here and talk to Joe.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How
are
you doing?
You know, good.
Your last caller was talking about the expressions on people's faces. The Pompeo interview a few weeks ago, when he was standing there and they asked him, was there going to be a peaceful transition? And he said, yes, he saw no reason that President Trump would not transition into a second term. And he actually laughed.
Yes.
And something everybody's got to think about, Sidney Powell is General Flynn's attorney.
Right.
General Flynn was fired by Obama. Then they went after him and put a gag order. Flynn can't talk to anybody except to Sidney Powell. And I guarantee you, she knows everything. She had to defend him. And I think what he knew is they tried this software trick with Hillary. The algorithms didn't work. That's why they were so astounded. I think that's how they got the House in 2018. They ran it again. And this time the algorithm was screwed up and they got caught. And anybody that knows anything about computers or software at all knows this is possible. It is absolutely possible this happened. So I'm with your last caller. Watch their expressions. Now, yeah, Rudy, you know, okay, but good Lord, this man's forgotten enough about crooks than we will ever know. But Sydney, I'm watching her, and she does not look like she's not coming.
Thank you, Joe. Yeah, what's your read on that, Jack? I mean, did you have a chance to listen or watch Sydney Powell?
No, I tried this morning, but the first 10 things were criticism of Rudy, so I didn't get to see the interview. Now, I heard part of it when I was in the car yesterday because I think Dan played it. I mean, yeah, she knows where all the bodies are buried. She knows what these people have the potential to do.
Well, here,
I trust her a lot.
Here, since you didn't have a chance to listen, let's refresh our memory. This was Sydney Powell yesterday at the press conference.
Good. Massive influence of communist money through Venezuela, Cuba, and likely China in the interference with our elections here in the United States. The Dominion voting systems, the Smartmatic technology software, and the software that goes in other computerized voting systems here as well, not just Dominion, were created in Venezuela at the direction of Hugo Chavez to make sure he never lost an election after one constitutional referendum came out the way he did not want it to come out. We have one very strong witness who has explained how it all works. His affidavit is attached to the pleadings of Lynn Wood in the lawsuit he filed in Georgia. It is a stunning, detailed affidavit because he was with Hugo Chavez while he was being briefed on how it worked. He was with Hugo Chavez when he saw it operate to make sure the election came out his way. That was the express purpose for creating this software. He has seen it operate, and as soon as he saw the multiple states shut down the voting on the night of the election, he knew the same thing was happening here, that was what had gone on. Now, the software itself was created with so many variables and so many back doors that can be hooked up to the internet or a thumb drive stuck in it or whatever. But one of its most characteristic features is its ability to flip votes. It can set and run an algorithm that probably ran all over the country to take a certain percentage of votes from President Trump and flip them to President Biden, which we might never have uncovered had the votes for President Trump not been so overwhelming in so many of these states that it broke the algorithm that had been plugged into the system. And that's what caused them to have to shut down in the states they shut down in. That's when they came in the back door with all the mail-in ballots, many of which they had actually fabricated. Some were on pristine paper with identically matching perfect circle dots for Mr. Biden. Others were shoved in batches. They're always put in a certain number of batches, and people would rerun the same batch. This corresponds to our statistical evidence that shows incredible spikes in the vote counts at particular times. And that corresponds to eyewitness testimony of numerous people who have come forward and said they saw the ballots come in the back door at that time. Notably, the Dominion executives are nowhere to be found now. They are moving their offices overnight to different places. Their office in Toronto was shared with one of the Soros entities, one of the leaders of the Dominion project in overall is Lord Malik Brown, Mr. Soros' number two person in the UK and part of his organization. There are ties of the Dominion leadership to the Clinton Foundation and to other known politicians in this country. Just to give you a brief description of how this worked, I'm going to quote from a letter that was written, and I will read that to make sure I get the quotes right. This person was objecting to the United States acquisition of Sequoia voting systems by Smartmatic, a foreign-owned company. I believe this transaction raises exactly the sort of foreign ownership issues that CFIUS is best positioned to examine for national security purposes. It's undisputed that Smartmatic is foreign owned and it has acquired Sequoia. They keep changing the names as they go along. Different times when a problem comes up, they just create another corporation and call it a different name. But it was a voting machine company doing business in the United States. Sequoia voting machines were used to record over 125 million votes during the 2004 presidential election in the United States. Smartmatic now acknowledges that Antonio Mujica, a Venezuelan businessman, has controlling interest in Smartmatic, but the company has not revealed who all the Smartmatic owners are. According to the press, Smartmatic's owners are hidden through a web of offshore private entities, and that is, in fact, true.
I'm going to stop it there. I mean, this is, I've been saying it, extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence, and Jenna Ellis, after Sidney Powell, made clear what we've presented to you here is not an attempt to lay out all the evidence. We presented essentially an opening argument if we were in a courtroom. This is not an episode of Law and Order, said Jenna Ellis. This is just an opening statement and a means to get around the censorship of the major press outlets. So that's what that was yesterday, and they're hoping to present the hard evidence they claim they have in court. So the plot thickens. I mean, hearing that, Jack, what do you think? What's your reaction?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, they were not trying to lay out all the evidence. They just wanted to let people know that they have some real stuff and that they'll be going to court to present it. A lot of people, especially on the left, said, you know, she didn't say anything. Well, I didn't expect her to say anything, but you're right. She laid out that they have a case, but she didn't tip her hand on everything, you know?
Well, she didn't say anything except enough to get everybody to, you know, freak out, especially in the press and on the left.
Right. And
so,
they did.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially the old Bush foreign policy types like Bill Kristol and, oh, God, those old yeah. hat. 2729228. And in fact, there's now a sworn affidavit, according to John Solomon at justthenews.com. A prominent mathematician flags up 100,000 Pennsylvania ballots. We got to hit a quick break here. We'll come back to that story from justthenews.com. John Solomon, again, is doing great reporting. And by the way, John Solomon says that the Durham investigation is not shut down. There are a lot of rumors of that. He says, no, it's full steam ahead. And that might explain some of the public actions of former CIA Director John Brennan. Some of his statements of, let's remove Trump now, still, with the 25th Amendment. Well, if it's so tied up, if it's so clear Biden won, why are you still freaking out, John? He claims.
Well, no kidding. I mean, he's president until January 20th at noon.
Right. Well, that leaves too much time for John Brennan's taste. But here, got to hit this break. Again, this hour of news and views from 9 till noon brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. Equal housing lender.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
If it's time to reconsider what you value, bring your valuables to Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. And if you accept our offer, we make an immediate same-day payment. Contact us now to get your virtual estimate or meet with one of our experts. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Transform what you value.
You know my favorite place for great barbecue? Well, it's in Millbrook. Smokehouse Pit Barbecue. Smokehouse has been a part of the River Region since 1990. Everything is from the original recipes and made from scratch. Hickory smoked pulled pork, smoked chicken, turkey, ribs. I just love their wings. They got smoked and flash fried wings. New home style daily meat and three lunch is to die for. It is so good.
Smokehouse is now taking orders for Thanksgiving, smoked turkey breast, smoked hams, southern sides for large or small gatherings. Let Smokehouse do the cooking. Call 245-3010. Smokehouse Pit Barbecue in Millbrook, my absolute favorite for hickory smoked barbecue. It'll be yours too. Dine in, pick up, and perfect to feed your family this Thanksgiving.
We're still accepting Thanksgiving orders. Call us at 245-3010.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our week-long chill is fading, and I think you're going to love the details of the weekend forecast. Today, total sunshine, a warmer day with a high up to about 73. Tonight, not nearly as cold as it has been. Overnight low, 51. Tomorrow, beautiful sunshine. Great Saturday forecast. Both Saturday and Sunday will be in the middle 70s. Sunday, a sun and cloud mix, still dry. Monday will be in the low 70s and dry. We've got our eyes on a storm system in the middle of Thanksgiving week that looks pretty interesting. We'll keep you up to date. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. To sum up the reaction to the corporate press, to the press conference by Rudy, Sidney, and Jenna, and the whole Trump legal team, well, the press reaction was,
how dare you?
How dare you question what we tell the American people? These are our people to propagandize. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
Could I say one more? I said this last week, but I just heard that Smokehouse ad.
Yeah.
And I'd like to welcome them to being a sponsor of News and Views. I've eaten up there twice. It's excellent. I would recommend it to any of our listeners. And they've got some good Thanksgiving stuff going on. If you don't feel like cooking a turkey or you want to have something different, well, then they got it going on up there in Millbrook. So anyway, just like to welcome them into the Blue Water family and give them a try when you have a chance. You will not be disappointed.
Yeah, great to have them on. Really is great to have them on the program and with the Blue Water team here. 272-9228. This, as promised, from justthenews.com. Here's a report. In a sworn declaration, a respected mathematician says his analysis of election data and phone interviews with Pennsylvania voters raises questions about as many as 100,000 absentee ballots requested in the key battleground state, where President Trump and Joe Biden are separated by just about 82,000 votes. Williams College professor Stephen Miller, a Yale and Princeton-trained math expert, says he analyzed Pennsylvania ballot data collected by former Trump campaign data chief Matt Brainard, as well as 2,684 voter interviews conducted by a phone bank.
Did you say Matt Brainard?
Yes.
What's his role now?
The former Trump campaign data chief.
I've worked with that guy before. He's unbelievably smart.
Okay. Yeah. You know everybody.
Yes, he does.
No, he's a good guy. Just one of the smartest people I've ever met.
Well, this math expert, Stephen Miller, worked with Matt Brainard, as well as conducting a little over 2,600 interviews with voters in the state of Pennsylvania Commonwealth. They found two concerning patterns. One involved possible votes that were not counted. The other, ballots that appeared to be requested by someone other than a registered voter. Quote, I estimate that the number of ballots that were either requested by someone other than the registered Republican or requested in return but not counted ranged from 89,397 to 98,801, Miller said in a sworn statement provided to Just the News. According to Pennsylvania state data, for early and absentee ballot requests. There are roughly 165,000 ballot requests in the names of registered GOP voters that had not been counted as of November the 16th. Federal Election Commission Chairman Trey Traynor told Just the News that Miller's analysis provides fresh evidence of potential voter fraud in the 2020 presidential election. This data, which is provided by an expert witness who would be qualified in almost any court in the country, adds to the conclusions that some level of voter fraud took place in this year's election, said Traynor. Therefore, the rush to certify results that are this suspicious from places with known election violations would nullify millions of votes that were legally cast by individual voters. The Pennsylvania Department of State's office did not immediately respond for a request to comment. Surprising, surprising, surprising. So this is just, I mean, this is, again, not direct, but it is a pretty good statistical analysis, and we'll see where it goes. But there's a lot they need to bring out in court. As we keep saying, extraordinary evidence needs to be provided for extraordinary claims. And, I mean, as you just heard, again, folks, there from Sidney Powell, and there's more. These are extraordinary claims. And if you didn't hear earlier in the show, Sidney Powell is fighting back against Tucker Carlson, kind of hitting back. Tucker on his show last night said, oh, we asked for Sidney to come on. We asked for her to lay out the evidence on the show. And Sidney Powell said, no, I didn't get angry with the request to provide evidence, Powell replied. In fact, I sent an affidavit to Tucker that I had not even attached to a pleading yet to help him understand the situation. And I offered him, Tucker, another witness who could explain the math and the statistical evidence far better than I can. I'm not really a numbers person. Powell then concluded about Mr. Carlson. He was insulting, demanding, and rude. And I told him not to contact me again in those terms. Huh. So.
Wow.
Wow is right. So we'll see. We'll see. Here, let's go to the phones up for another break. Talk to Jim. Hey, Jim.
Good morning.
Morning.
I've been kind of just laying low lately. I'm about fed up with all this crap. But anyways, I saw Tucker last night, a little condescending. You know, he's about the only one that I watch now on Fox, but he's getting to the point where he thinks he's all it. And if you don't come on his show, then you know. I thought that was really kind of lowbrow for him. I don't know if they're getting to him at Fox, but, you know, something yesterday that, you know, I heard this.
Well, I'd imagine, though, that Sidney was worried that her evidence would get lost in the mail.
Right. Yeah. You got to watch those envelopes there. I get you. But that was a little bit. I was kind of disappointed in Tucker. In fact, I'm getting to the point now where I'm just going to quit watching Fox altogether. But the what got me yesterday, I heard this rant by this reporter in basically calling Giuliani a liar thing. Then I realized this is Kristen Fisher, a Fox reporter. What is going on over there? Are they trying to turn into MSNBC?
Well, they...
Well, it sounds like it.
Yeah. I mean, this young whippersnapper up there, you know, acting like she didn't know what she was talking about. And then basically calling Giuliani a liar.
Well, and it's very clear that there's pressure from behind the scenes and in public to especially young, up-and-coming people in the press, whether they work at Fox or anywhere else. You better toe the line. And if you go along with all this talk Giuliani and Powell and Trump are putting out there, you may never have a job in this town again. It's like, oh, all right.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody said something like that to me about this show, I'd be like, all right, brother, let's have a loser leaves town match. I lose, you tap me out, you pin me 1, 2, 3, I leave. I never come back again. The same for you if I do it to you. Yeah, it's just ridiculous. All the threats.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's. I hear you. And what if they came to you? Well, of course, your station wouldn't do that and told you to start towing the line. I'm sure you'd just move on. But it's just, this is unbelievable. I mean, that stuff she was talking about yesterday, this lawyer, you know, the woman you're talking about, Powell, is that her name?
Sidney Powell, yeah.
Sidney Powell. I mean, that is some scary stuff. I mean, that is bizarro. My gosh, that could be the end. You know, if something like that ever really got control of this country like that, that'd be the end of it. I mean, but I don't think it will, because I think the truth's going to win out. But it's just, I don't know. I'm almost getting to the point where I'm not burned out on it, but it's just... I got to watch some football this weekend to kind of clear my mind.
Yes. Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to the weekend, very much so. I need to clear my head as well.
Yeah, I've got tomorrow's going to be all-day football. My wife's going to visit somebody for the weekend, and it's just me and the dog and the TV and a big 10-pound box of hot wings.
Woo!
And I'm just going to...
You got matches,
Hey, Jim, does your wife need somebody to go with her? My wife's probably got nothing to do this weekend.
I hear you.
Well, Jim, you get some rest this weekend. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, you'll have a good one. Bye.
272-9228. Folks, this hour news and views once again brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. You owe it to yourself to see how much money you could be saving with Alabama Home Mortgage. So grab that mortgage statement today and give them a call. Why call Alabama Home Mortgage, Jack?
Because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
There truly is, and Alabama Home Mortgage is a wholesale lender. That means wholesale pricing. They cannot be beat on mortgage rates, the absolute lowest mortgage rates in town. So before you call a bank or some big credit union for you, some fancy pants app, call Kim Williams today. She can save you hundreds of dollars a month. We just got a call, I believe, from Mike yesterday, a veteran, especially veterans with VA mortgages. She saved, I think, Mike, somewhere around $400 a month. Skip two payments. I mean, this is an incredible relief. And the fact that he gets to finish out the year, doesn't have to make a mortgage payment until January. Talk about a very, as I said to him, bountiful Christmas. So you'll take advantage of this at Alabama Home Mortgage. Again, their number, 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. Flower Child, Steve, JB, Urbanite, hold your position.
Don't forget about Shaq.
Well, that's Jack.
No. Shaq.
We'll be right
back.
Dern. All right.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The holidays are coming. Is your home ready for family and friends? With Thanksgiving just ahead, make your home look great by calling Peaches and Clean. If your carpet hasn't been cleaned in a while, keep in mind, besides the dirt, they can trap odors that are apparent when your guests first walk in. And if you own those high-end area or oriental rugs, Peaches will pick them up, clean them in their own climate control rug room, and return them to you. And remember, Peaches and Clean also cleans tile and grout. They also provide care for hardwood and natural stone. And while they're doing your floors, Peaches and Clean can clean your upholstery too. You've seen the Peaches and Clean trucks all over your neighborhood. And now's the time to call and get your home looking great for holiday entertaining. So if you live in the River Region, Auburn and Opelika, or Lake Martin, call Peaches and Clean to give your floors, rugs, upholstery, and more the most excellent care possible. Visit peachesandclean.com. That's peaches, then the letter N and the word clean.com.
There's no clean like peaches and clean.
Peachesandclean.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
Eddie in the house.
In the house.
Sometimes when you're just ready for the weekend, you got to slap the bass.
Mm-hmm.
272-9228. Full board of calls here. So let's go to Flower Child. She is up first. Hey, Flower Child.
Hello, guys. Jack, I called early just for you.
I'm so happy you did.
Let me ask you guys. If we didn't have COVID-19, would we have had mail-in balloting?
No.
Nope.
And so let me repeat for the umpteenth time, the Occam's razor. Why did Nancy Pelosi hold the articles of impeachment for 33 days and deliver them on January 15th? Why did Patient Zero fly into Washington on January 15th? Why did China sign the trade agreement on January 15th with a pandemic clause? These people, they want a new world order. It's called the Great Reset. Mm-hmm. And if everybody keeps going down this path of being compliant, complacent, and just think till the next election, oh, then we'll get them out of there. When has this software was used to let Chavez and Maduro, did they ever lose? After once they got in power?
Nope.
Do you think that if the Democrats cheated, which we all pretty much on this radio station think they cheated, do you think that they're going to ever lose again? Do you?
Well, if we don't stop them, they won't.
That's correct. They're never going to lose again, Jack. And this COVID-19 is nothing, and the mask thing is nothing but virtual signaling. It, just like the Patriot Act invaded our privacy, we're going to have the medical Patriot Act. They're going to control which businesses are opened. They're going to control which ones are shut down, how many feet apart, and the middle-class businesses are going to be wiped out.
Well, that's why I shared those stats earlier of how well big corporates are doing, how bad small business is doing. And did you see that glitch in the Matrix, Flower Child, where it was Google News and somebody captured a screenshot, like Google News surface, and it shows a New York Times story, the Great Reset conspiracy theory, and then right next to it, an article from the World Economic Forum. Learn about the Great Reset.
Whoops.
Somebody screwed up.
But, I mean, you know, it was an astounding article in Conservative Treehouse today, and it said that the Department of Transportation would be in charge of the national mask mandate. OSHA would ensure that you have 6 feet social distancing in all businesses. And you see how the tyrants in California, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, and New York, and New Jersey, you think that they're going to give us that power? I mean, they're just, and Trump's in office. Can you imagine if Biden, which he's not going to be in office, but people need to wake up to what's going on. They're trying to turn us into a communist nation. And I just, you know, we're all going to have our little Star of David on our patch, you know, to deny us entry into this and that and the other. And have y'all talked about, I know you got a board full, the executive order that Trump signed in 2018?
Which one?
He signed an executive order that if you participate with foreign people for election interference, that the government has the right to seize your property.
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, all big tech and...